My name's Ben, sorry.
Okay, have you been protesting the war?
Yeah, I've been out on the streets here and up where I come from, up in Santa Rosa. In Santa Rosa, things are a little bit mellower than they are here, but the day of, we had 500 people out in the streets. We shut down the federal building, the mall, the recruiting center, and then sat in an intersection for 2 hours until the cops arrested 50 people and everybody else walked away from it.
All right, what's your name?
As good as that one. Anandi.
And what kind of protesting have you been involved in since the war started?
Mostly just the crowd stuff, riding around with the crowd of bikes on the first few days after the war broke out, blocking the streets, larger group actions. We also opened up a building on Market Street to have as a convergence space for a couple days. It ended up being open for about 2 dinners to have going on during the protest.
And then what happened?
The cops busted it.
My name is Nico.
And where are you from?
Santa Cruz via Portland these days.
Okay, have you been involved in any protests?
I have. Recently, Portland's really been representing and making a lot of people proud.
Not surprising. What's been going on in Portland?
Well, it's been a series of things. It kind of started all with, prior to when the bombs dropped, there was the March 15th rally, and that was about 35,000 people were the organizers' counts. And then from there, it kind of trickled down to more concentrated radical groups. There was things going on, like simultaneously 3 major highways in Portland, Oregon were blocked. You'd be, from my point of view, I was looking down on the people that would just blocked I-5, and you'd look one way and there'd just be this trail of traffic curving to the east towards the gorge. And then about 4 or 5 minutes later, you'd see traffic curving the exact opposite way. I don't know, I've always thought of like blood veins when you look at highways, you know,
yeah,
kind of the passing back and forth.
Yeah.
Totally clogged.
So you created a stroke.
Created a stroke, yeah, essentially.
What's your name?
My name is Kevin.
And what have you been doing to protest the war?
Well, I've been to San Francisco and Los Angeles. I'm from San Diego, which, as you may know, is a pretty conservative town.
Yeah, has there been protests there?
Our protests have maxed out at around 3,000, and that was on the day the war launched.
Uh-huh. And what kind of protesting activities have you been involved in?
This is the first time I've really had a chance to engage in the direct action sort of stuff.
Uh-huh.
And, like, the chanting of whose streets are streets and the running through of the police lines and the wearing of the bandanas. And I have to say, I don't think I'm going to go back after that. I mean, like, I'm addicted to it now. It's quite fun.
You're afraid you might do something dangerous and when your adrenaline gets going like that or something?
Oh, no, not afraid. Oh. I'm saying that I can't stop now.
I see.
Oh, it's real good shit.
Yeah. Have you been arrested?
Not yet. I haven't been beaten and I haven't been arrested yet. It doesn't really seem like anything more than kind of a big game to me so far.
Like, just a cat and mouse game with the cops, kind of?
Yeah. Pretty much exactly that. They sort of play their role and we sort of play our role.
Yep.
The stakes are, you know, for other stakes.
Okay, what is your name?
Richard. I live in Rhode Island. My protest has necessarily had to be mostly like kind of behind the scenes stuff because I am in a situation where I can't afford to even be arrested for civil disobedience because it would prevent me from seeing my boyfriend in prison for the next 10 years. So it's like behind the scenes writing and postering, stuff like that.
Uh-huh. Okay. What city do you live in?
Providence, Rhode Island.
Okay, and how big is Providence?
It's about 250,000 people.
Uh-huh. And have you had big protests there?
Mostly centered around the universities, and the general population tends to think that any peace protesters are kind of treasonous.
Uh-huh.
Commie, you know, individuals.
So have the protests been fairly small then?
Fairly small, mostly youth-oriented or youth-focused.
Okay, what's your name?
Eric Cornforth.
Have you done anything school-related as far as protesting?
Actually, I go to Mission High School, and I organized a walkout at Mission High School on March 5th, and about 25% of the school walked out, and that was pretty successful. But I have a lot of support from my teachers at Mission High School from being a political activist and being politically active.
Cool. What have you been doing to protest since the war began?
Destruction of property and marching en masse and doing much more creative and interesting things.
What did we do? Well, we just made a bunch of dead bodies and delivered them to evil corporations, and that was fun, and poured fake blood on them.
And we opened up a squat for 2 days before it was shut down, and it gave people a place to come and eat in between the big protests on Thursday and Friday, and
And it was really sweet, and we worked really hard to make it happen, and we were really heartbroken when it closed. But the show that you were just at tonight was the show that was meant to happen before the cops came, and so we're sort of continuing the spirit of, like, DIY everything amazing and good because the war is bad and we don't like it.
Yeah, it's like a way to make things positive rather than anti and kind of show people what the world should be like and give people, like, keep people's positive energy flowing and bring, so they can go out and fight.
And bring more people in instead of alienating people.
Do you think that the protests are actually going to do anything to stop the war or to prevent further wars like this?
I think that historically, I mean, they've shown in Vietnam that helped slow the war down. I think it made a huge impact on how long that war went on.
Protesting is more sort of just trying to keep people awake because they're so sedated by, like, television and consumerism. It's like serves a function that's almost secondary sometimes to influencing policy directly. Mm-hmm. It's more sort of trying to keep people involved and aware, I think.
I think it builds a movement, and I think it builds community, but I don't think that shutting down the financial district for a couple of days is going to stop George Bush and those guys from doing what they're doing. But I do think that it'll play an important part in building a movement that'll stop that stuff.
Speaking personally, what good do you think it does to the protest?
It's a lot better than sitting at home. It's really hard to sit at home. When I think of the word protest, I don't even really necessarily being in a mass in the streets with people. I think of not being alone. I think of not being alone with semi-like-minded people that care about what's going on and that care about making people feel just not isolated.
I think that it holds the potential to affect the function of a city and disrupt the economic function of a city.
What does the disruption of a city do? Like, what does that accomplish?
Well, the war machine relies on business as usual at home. This is kind of textbook stuff, and you can correct me if I have some holes in my understanding. Okay, we have to have an economy at home to have a war, and the more we do here to disrupt the normal function of the economy, the quicker we can end the war.
Okay.
I also think that it's important to inconvenience people who haven't really thought about the issue so that it gets them thinking about it.
What good do you think it does to protest?
Well, it allows you to, like, live with yourself. And it awakens something in other people. I mean, most of the public is dependent on, like, you know, corporate media for any information that they get, and then they base their own opinions based on what they're told to believe. So, I mean, any form of dissent has got to at least plant a seed of question in people's minds.
Okay. It makes people feel like things aren't hopeless, because I think that the last election proved that democracy is a joke. People feel like there's no point in voting, so they don't vote and they don't participate in any way. And I think that voting is kind of besides the point, and that there are a million ways to participate, and that, like, by forming community and doing things for each other, it's revolutionary to, like, take care of people in your own community.
I think it's very important to show people outside of, well, both within the United States but outside of the Bay Area and also around the world, that people in the United States do not agree with their government, and it's not just, like, people in the Middle East and in Europe that are protesting, but it's, like, us here, the people who don't agree with any of the shit that's going down.
Okay.
I think it's really important that we show a presence to the rest of the world, that we're not in agreement with Bush's policies whatsoever. And I feel like it helps me feel less disempowered and gives me hope and strength to carry on in the other stuff that I'm doing in my daily life.
Honestly, I believe that a lot of the point of being out there in mass is less to speak to the powers that be, because I don't think Bush really cares what we think, than to speak to the other people who feel the same as us around the world, especially in other parts of the country where they're the only one with a sign standing out on the street in their hometown.
For me personally, it's just going to be important to me in the future to be able to tell people that I was out in the streets right from the get-go.
it's important that if you're against the war that you protest it, you know. You can't just like say, okay, I'm against the war, but I'm not going to go out and protest. And if you feel strongly against it, your voice counts and people hear your voice no matter what. And that's the thing that matters.
And as a punk, how do you think that your protesting fits in with being a punk?
That's a funny question. That was why I got started.
Yeah.
Really, I mean, it was like I was in junior high and I saw like the Newsweek issue about the LA punk riots and I was like, that's what I want to grow up and do. So now I'm doing it, I guess.
Okay.
I don't want to consider myself a punk.
I've seen a lot of punk shows. I think you're a punk.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. I mean, I guess it's something that comes from the heart, not something you necessarily say you are. You don't want to confine yourself to like what the mainstream media considers a punk, I guess.
I think that the identities are really knit together for me. I mean, I think that being a punk is political. I think that being political can be pretty punk, although it's not inherently. I don't separate the identities. I wouldn't leave punk to be an activist. I would rather bring my activism into punk more.
From what I've seen, being a punk doth not necessarily mean you give a fuck about anything.
Right.
I think that I probably came to where I am, ideologically and ethically, because with the help of punk rock.
Uh-huh.
It's not a package deal.
Right. Well, since you look like you're a punk, can I ask you, like, as a punk or a punk rocker, why do you protest?
To try to make the world a better place for myself to live in and for, you know, the rest of the community.
Yeah.
I mean, and as a punk, I mean, I think it's already kind of like just questioning the status quo as it is, so protest is part of that.
Just like being together as artists and as people, because really, like, the only true revolution is being like an artist and coming together and like in yourself and doing like your own thing. So that's how I feel about that.
Well, what do you have to say to people who don't live in big cities, who can't join these massive protests or movements? What do you think that they can do?
If you live in a little tiny town, the smaller a system is, the more effect each part has. If you can get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If you live in a small place, hell, you're not just one person. You're 1/40th of the town. You know, you can do a lot.
That's a very good point.
Any of us can do a lot. I mean, even me, I'm lazy. I want to drive up to San Francisco and join a mass movement rather than start some shit in my own city. It's lazy of me, and I resolve here and now not to do that anymore.
But I think it's still important to resist and show your resistance in small ways, and that it's a good way to find your community. And a lot of times you'll feel really isolated coming from a smaller place, but that it's really important to bolster what support you have there, and that it's inspiring to people who are in larger cities as well to know that it's not just some sort of urban phenomenon.
What would you say to people who don't live in a community like the Bay Area where there's a strong movement about going out and protesting?
To be careful and to make sure that you got solid people around you when you do it.
I think that there's a lot that you can do in small areas. And, you know, even if you're just in high school, just starting a club or, you know, whatever, you can always just, like, go to a mall and put flyers in pockets and clothing. Like, there's stuff that you can do that doesn't put you as at risk for, like, being out in public if it's not safe or whatever.
1984, no business as usual day. There were 12 of us at Petaluma Junior High, and it was totally worth it. I think that makes more of a difference than people shutting down the financial district even, because it's something happening in small town USA or small town wherever instead of crazy San Francisco.
Like, I was in Santa Rosa rather than in San Francisco during the first Gulf War with a relatively small group, and we got a lot of abuse. We got people throwing acid on us in the middle of the night. We were camping out in front of the recruiting office, throwing cold water on us, just like, and just being really hateful and mean, that can be really hard to deal with. And, like, being in a small town, that's a lot of what you're asking for. And if you can deal with it, it's great to have that kind of visibility. But if you can't, I mean, write letters to the editor or just, like, you know, support stuff other places.
Oh, I also think that it's a lot easier to get a lot of attention for little acts in smaller places. And it definitely gives people in the urban setting inspiration that, like, what we're doing here in a large way works. If people in some little nowhere town are, like, have 8 people at a protest, that's inspiring to me.
People in small towns, this is your opportunity to affect something. You've got the momentum of everybody, like the whole nation behind you.
I just think any means of communication is really important, and to openly discuss where you stand on things and be willing to argue with people in a respectful way. Argument's not a dirty word. And, you know, you can always do what you can do.
Awesome. But whatever you do, don't give up.
Awesome. Thank you. Thanks a lot. That's totally great.